What if? Two words that can launch trillions of ideas. My next guest heard one of those what ifs and applied it to the greatest story ever told, which in turn tells that story to a young audience in a very special way. She's accomplished this with her book, Bethlehem Barn, here to tell how an idea, a legend, became a very special story, is Deborah Westgate Silva. How are you, Deborah?
Hi, good. Thank you for having me on today.
Well, thank you for doing something very unique, which you listening will learn quickly how special it became in dedication to how that pays off. Deborah Westgate Silva's website, DeborahWestgateSilva.com, D-E-B-R-A. We have that link at our homepage as well. So as I said, Deborah, in the introduction, this whole story and the journey that you took with it from the idea to eventually a book was based on a legend. What was that legend?
Yeah, so I was at a church service one Christmas Eve 10 or 12 years ago, and the minister mentioned a legend that for 1 hour every year on Christmas Eve, animals are given the gift of speech.
Which probably none of us ever heard, because most Christmas Eves we've been doing too much Christmas partying, so we're probably just oblivious to everything. So how did you take that legend and go the way you went with it?
So I mean, I've always been interested and kind of dabbled in writing for children, and as soon as I heard the legend, I just thought, what a great idea for a children's book. And it came at a time when I was kind of disheartened. I still do get disheartened about how the busyness and the commercialism of Christmas overshadows the true meaning of what it should be about. So I started playing with the idea of retelling the nativity story from the animal's point of view, and what would they have said on that very first Christmas if they could have spoken, and how would they have known who the baby was? And so it went through many, many drafts until it's right now a lighthearted retelling of the nativity story. And I worked really hard to get a balance between the animals being funny and a little quirky at the beginning, and then being filled with wonder and reverence when they realize what's happening and who the baby is that's in cow's hay.
Maybe think too, as I'm going through Bethlehem Barn, Matthew 18:20, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And also it shows too, and the story you tell, I think, that comes through is, even for someone of a young age, a church, for a church to stand, it has to be a community, which is one of the lessons that your story tells.
Yeah, I do try to get across that, the spirit of kindness and caring and community when all of the animals give something to make the baby warm and comfortable. And so it's really fun when I read the story to classrooms and to children, because then we talk about, okay, you know, the animals did all these great things. Now, what can you do to bring kindness and caring to somebody else? So we try to transfer that idea.
Now, I would be remiss, and every children's book, for it to succeed, needs an illustrator that gets it. And you found an illustrator, self-taught, by the way, who got it. Talk about your illustrator.
Yeah, he's amazing. So Marcin Piwowarski, he lives in Poland. And I had a story published in Highlights Children's Magazine several years ago, and they had him illustrate it, and that's how he and I connected. So after that story was published in Highlights Children's Magazine, we had connected on social media. I knew he had done a number of children's books, but also children's Bible stories and Bibles. So I reached out to him to see if he wanted to work on this with me, and he agreed, and I'm just thrilled with what he did. The illustrations, they capture the comedy of the animals and then the wonder and the reverence.
So Deborah Westgate Silva, her book Bethlehem Barn, DeborahWestgateSilva.com, her website, you find out more about the book, and more importantly, how to get a copy of the book as well, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Between your narrative and your illustrator's work, just in so few pages, you're laughing. You can sense through your words the wonderment, the confusion. There's one point a little ego slips in by the donkey, and with the illustrations, you laugh, you smile, you get a warm feeling. It's touching in every way that you needed it to be.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And that's exactly what I was hoping readers would get out of it, both young and older readers. So thank you.
Now, this was not an easy effort, albeit a fantastic telling of one of the most important story of the history of the world. It wasn't getting published. Well, you probably knew getting published is not an easy thing. Did you think it would be as challenging as it turned out to be?
It's pretty challenging. It's a tough market out there. I had an agent for a while. I guess I heard the legend about 12 years ago. So about 10 years ago, I had an agent who tried to sell the story and wasn't successful. And then I got a promotion at work, so it went into a drawer for several years, and then when I pulled it out again, I pulled out a file with a number of stories. I just said, you know, this is the one I would really like to see something. I'd really like to see it turned into a book, and so started working on it again. And we worked with a hybrid publisher, and I'm just really very happy with the product that we got.
What's been the reaction? I mean, it's an award-winning book, the 2022 Moonbeam Award for the winning picture book. But what's been some of the reaction you've gotten when you've gone to schools, for example, is any events, book, I don't know if you've gone to book fairs with it. Just what's been the feedback?
Yeah, I've been to a lot of parochial and Christian schools, sharing it with preschoolers to grade 5, and the reaction from them has been wonderful. They've liked the comedy of the animals. They love that the animals all gave something to help the baby Jesus be warm and comfortable. And that was exactly what I wanted. The feedback from the adults, I think, was a little bit more unexpected, and that a lot of them said that it helped give them that wonder of Christmas that, you know, they've been missing since they were a child. And so I've had adults say to me, you know, this is a book for all ages, not just kids. And so I hope it can be enjoyed by the whole family.
That'd be the thing to do. I mean, it's easy to hand a book off to a young child. Your target reader is ages 4 through 8, but why not do it around a Christmas event, a Christmas family event, and have, you know, you as the adult read the story, do a story reading. Like we've all seen, you know, like when a celebrity goes into a school or something, you read the story and you take the book and show the illustrations, and it becomes a shared event, which that story really is designed to be.
Yeah, and I've had a lot of families tell me that they plan on doing that, and then sharing traditions that they have as well to really, you know, remind us of what the true purpose of the holiday is. And so that's been a really great experience.
And you also kept the realism in there. You didn't cartoon it out, I guess, would be the maybe I just created a new word for the next round of Scrabble. I don't know, but you didn't make it a fantasy. You made it like I said back in the intro. What if?
And that's you can come up with a million what ifs. Yeah, definitely. I have on my website, actually, I have a bunch of activities both for parents and caregivers, and then for religious educators as well, that they cash in and give a little bit further also.
Any future projects?
Yeah, I hope it doesn't again. Who's trying to sell another manuscript? And while she's doing that, I'm focusing on the next one. So I've got a lot of projects in the works, and so hoping to have some news to share soon.
If you have children grandchildren, nieces, nephews, you need this book. I can't make it any more direct than that. So go to DeborahWestgateSilva.com, D-E-B-R-A, Westgate Silva, S-I-L-V-A.com. You can find out more above and beyond what we talked about here about Bethlehem Barn. But more importantly, add it not to your library, not to your bookshelf, add it to your family, because you'll find it to be something very valuable, very special, and not just this time of year either. DeborahWestgateSilva.com, the book Bethlehem Barn. Deborah, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me. Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you and your family.